You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is sand? To a scientist, it's not just the stuff you play with in a sandbox or what gets in your bathing suit on a beach. To scientists, it's a particular-sized particle of rock. If you think of size from the biggest to the smallest, it would go boulder, cobble, pebble, sand, silt, and clay. So, sand is a fairly small particle, but certainly not the smallest. The specific size measurement that scientists called geologists use is if the particle is no smaller than 1/16 of a millimeter and no larger than 2 millimeters. Now, geologists, they're the scientists who study rocks, and a trick they use to get an idea of what kind of particle they have is to rub some in their fingers. If it's coarse and gritty, it's sand. If it's smooth and powdery, like flour, it's silt. And if it rolls into a ball, it's clay. There are two primary types or categories of sand. The first type would be made of minerals, ground-up rock. Over time, due to weathering or erosion, the mineral becomes sand. The eroded rock could be granite, or it could be weathered volcanic material like lava, but the most common type of mineral sand is quartz. Mineral sands are found inland, away from modern or ancient oceans. The second category of sand is that formed from organic or biologic material. This occurs when ocean critters like corals, oysters, clams, mussels, they die and get broken down over time by the weathering of waves or currents. This sand is made of calcium carbonate, the substance that makes up coral and shells. One way to test if you have this kind of sand is to put a little vinegar on it. If it bubbles, the acid in the vinegar is reacting with the calcium carbonate. Here's an activity to try at home. Remember how I said that sand is one of the smallest rock particles? However, there's a surprisingly large amount of space between sand particles. Get a jar and fill it all the way to the top with gravel. It makes sense that there's space between those gravel pieces, and you can prove that by pouring sand into the jar all the way to the top. It fills the space between the gravel. Is there any more space between the sand particles? Let's find out. Get a pitcher of water and pour the water into the jar, filling the spaces in between the sand particles. So sure enough, even though a sand particle is pretty small, there is still space between those particles. Well, we've just learned a little bit about sand. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.